This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado State University is investing $11 million to increase graduation rates and close equity gaps. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
About half of CSU students graduate within 4 years, 70% within 6 years. That's similar to national rates, but CSU officials say those rates lag for low-income, rural, and first-generation students. Enrollment has boomed in recent years, and equity gaps that were closed have reopened. The new funding will boost financial aid for those groups, as well as help pay for support, tutoring, and curriculum improvements. It will also provide money to help analyze the decisions students make on whether to stay in school. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Commissioners in Otero County have signed a resolution opposing vaccine mandates for healthcare professionals. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says all employees of hospitals and certain other healthcare facilities have to have their first COVID shot by the end of the month and their final shot by Halloween. But Otero County commissioners on the Eastern Plains say such a mandate will hurt their already short-staffed hospitals. The resolution is a largely symbolic act, but several local healthcare providers have also written the governor's office asking for exemptions to the vaccine rule. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. Denver is at 81 degrees and mostly cloudy at the moment. The high today was 82. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. And for the rest of the week, it'll likely rain.